Kia ora, you're listening to the Big Game Records, the Poulter Herd. This one is Nancy B. Williams, The Candlesticks, North Esk Valley in 1938. 11 by 9, 39 and 3 by 39 and 5, and a spread of 39 and 5 as well. Span of 24 and 4. Beams are 6 and 7 by 6 and 1, and the coronets are 9 by 8 and 7. Brow tines are 13 and 4 by 13 and 3. Bay tines are 2 by 6, at least they're there. Trades are 13 and 1 by 10 and 4. The outer royals are 14 and 5 by 14 and 5. The inner royals are 11 and 5 by 16 and 1. The left side has an outer off the royal tine of 1 inch and a off the inner royal of 2 inches. The back tines are 21 and 4 by 20 and 5. The first inner off the back tine of 8 and 4 and 16. The second inner off the back tine of 6 and 6. And the outer off the back tine of 3 and 2 and 4 and 1 to score a total of 353 and 7 eighths. This fine trophy stag was secured on the northern slopes of the Candlesticks, a range of mountains to the south side of the North Esk River. Alistair Williams and wife Nancy were actually on their honeymoon when she had the good fortune to turn out to be the successful hunter. She once told me she considered she was allowed the privilege. The base camp had been established near the junction of the Studley Creek with the North Esk River. After lunch, on the day on which Nancy was successful, she and her husband, together with their camp hand, George Simpson, had set off for the terraces on the Candlesticks to the south of the Esk Valley, and which an easy reach of their campsite. The animal in question was located rather early on their adventure, and where he was holding a harem of several hinds. The nature of the terrain he was occupying demanded he be killed with a single shot, otherwise he could end up far below and over bluffs with the risk of damaging his antlers. With her husband covering the only escape route, Nancy commenced her stalk in the company of Simpson. Her shot failed to kill the stag outright, Simpson's missed, but a well-placed shot from her bridegroom secured the trophy. Of course, tradition has it the stag belongs to the person who drew first blood, and that was Nancy B. Williams. Perhaps a touch of Emmeline Pankhurst. Good story. Wonder how other people would enjoy spending their honeymoon hunting deer. Apparently my grandfather did that down Waikai, Piano Flat. Going up to the Swede paddocks. I don't think he was trophy hunting, but that's another story. Next up, we do have a double. It's PRT Hanford and TD Kenny from the headwaters of the Waikiki River in 1991. So, as always, make sure you're subscribed and we'll catch you there. This is New Zealand Big Game Records Volume 6, The Red Deer, Part 2, written and compiled for the New Zealand Deerstalkers Association, incorporated by D. Bruce Banwell. Published by the Halcyon Press, a division of Halcyon Publishing Limited, PO Box 360, Auckland, 1140, New Zealand. Printed by Prolong Press Limited, China. Copyright 2011, D. Bruce Banwell, first published 2011, all rights reserved.